Zane Grey and Nancy Drew. I never thought of myself as abused. No one ever slapped me. Or as a latchkey kid. We never locked our door. But Mom wasn't around much in the 5 years I lived with her. When she was, she escaped into sleep, her small feather pillow and black eye mask blocking out the world. As a small girl, I watched her from the edge of the room, keeping vigil, waiting for her to rise from the void. Our eyes were the same color, a speckled hazel, but Mother's were vacant. Sometimes she gave a little start and looked surprised when I walked through her line of vision, as if she forgot I lived there too. It wasn't that she didn't like me. She was simply indifferent. Perhaps it wasn't even indifference. Maybe it was the pills or her bad eyes. She was myopic, almost blind without her glasses. Whatever it was, the only person my mother was aware of was herself, dancing in her own galaxy to a drummer no one else could hear. It was confusing, wondering what she was thinking, attempting to make her happy, trying to figure out if she was even in there. We shared a bed. It was soothing sleeping next to her, not so lonely. I remember one time when I was sick, she let me rest my head on her soft stomach. As she turned the pages of her book, I listened to the sounds inside her, the gurgling and churning and popping commotion in her belly, the cadence of her heart and the passage of her breath. I wanted nothing more than to feel the rise and fall of her, to close my eyes and experience her warmth. She didn't seem to mind. I loved the smell of her, too. She smelled of ponds with a dusting of lily of the valley. When she wasn't sleeping, she hid between the covers of books. Mother read everything, from hardcover historical fiction to paperback pulp. Zane Grey and Louis L'Amour were staples. Her favorite magazines spanned True Crime and Detective Story to Reader's Digest and Coronet. She flipped through those while she ate. I loved reading, too. I read the backs of cereal boxes and our giant dictionary. Later, I disappeared into Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. We carried stacks of books home from the library, as many as we could tote without spilling words on the sidewalk. Reading saved us. It gave us other people's lives to live.